So we're going to attend a regularly scheduled meeting of the San Juan County Public Hospital District Number 1. Today is Thursday, July 24th, 2019. First on the agenda is approval of the agenda. Can I hear a motion to approve as written?
So moved.
Second.
All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Second is motion to approve the consent agenda.
So moved.
Second?
Second.
Third?
Third.
All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Okay, excellent. San Juan County PhD Number 1 Operations Report, Pam Hutchins.
So for the month of June, it was a pretty typical summer month. The ops report, or operations report for June, is on the website. So for those that want to get a more detailed of it, you can find it there. We had $16,558.79 of posted revenue for the month. Our property tax revenues were down to $11,849.73, which is typical in the summer months. We had the $1,900 for the state grant that we got for the archives that we used for our archive project, and ended up with a cash available balance of $816,081.15. For the disbursements, we had $34,822.98 in total expenditures. And most of that was for the subsidies that we paid out for that month. Public records requests, we didn't have very many. Thankfully, we only have three, which are two for June, and they were by the same person that's been having some requests for just an item here or there, so it wasn't like a big public records request of a lot of different things. For our financials in your packet, and I tried to explain in your, when I sent out the reports, the county posted 2 days revenues for property taxes after the end of May. So that made our beginning balances different for June. So when I was checking that, we found that was a difference. So they ended up having to go back to May and redo those reports. And then they had to redo our June ending cash balance. And for us, that made a difference of $187 and some odd cents. And that on that particular day, instead of them posting property taxes in our account, we actually had a negative. They took money out, so that's what our balance difference was. But each junior district could have had a different amount, just depending on which what they posted in there for those 2 days. So the county apologized, and everyone got their balances straight. And so we're hoping that July will balance out and we won't have that problem.
Just a few nightmarish days in the county.
Yeah. So wow. So that's why you had more revenue and expense reports in there, kind of showing the reissuing of May and why the beginning balance didn't equal the ending balance and such as that. But that's all been taken care of. So the budget revision that I did last month is not on the financial reports. They didn't get it posted. So in July, though, the new budget amounts will be on there, so all the line items should equal out, and those new additional line items will be on that budget. So everything will be lined out, so we don't have any consolidations of expenditures in some of those line items. Do you have any questions? Okay, and for operations, as many of you know, especially the ones that have been coming to the meetings, we've been working on the audiovisual part. Last month, we tried out our new microphones, and they worked for about an hour, and then there was some kind of interference, and it started making this buzzing sound. And so we came over last Friday and set it all up and tried to have a meeting and kind of recreate what we had the last time. And it started making the buzzing sound again. Ryan Nelson, one of the paramedics, is really good with tech things too, and so he was here, so we kind of tried to troubleshoot some things. And the bottom line is we need to get the audiovisual people to come back and recreate what we did, because it has something to do with what is already here for EMS and what's happening with the grounding, but we are not experts in. So they're going to have to come back. So we are still working on it. We apologize. It's taken so long, but we've been doing our best. It is mainly what was here in the building that was we're having to work with, and that was created back in 2012. So that's for the audiovisual part. Last meeting, we came to the meeting a day later than we normally do because Dr. Edwards and I were at the Washington State Hospital Association and the Association of Washington Public Hospital District, their 43rd annual conference. And in this report, I noted the website where you can go. It's the Washington State Hospital Association website, and there's a banner. It talks about the conference, and if you click on that, you can get the programs, and some of them actually have the video to the program. It has a lot of helpful information, especially for new commissioners and commissioner governance. A lot of the conference was devoted to that, and so there was a lot of helpful information there. So if you want to check that out, it's now up on their website. And the other item of note was the long-term care nursing. We had a meeting, the Inter-Island Healthcare Foundation met with Jody Corona with health facilities planning that's helping us with the feasibility study. We met on Monday, and she traveled here, and we talked about the feasibility study. It's already started. We're going to do a survey the first part of August for our county residents and San Juan County, and there will be some questions for that pertain to the other items also because they fit with us, and that will be taking place. And then when they get that data back, we'll be hearing proposals from two accounting firms to then look at the pro formas for the financial estimations and pieces for that. And then we hope to have the whole project wrapped up by October or late fall, and then we can start really drilling down to the details of what our particular county and residents need. So we're excited about that. And as far as the Kaiser Permanente and LifeWise meetings, the whole county and community organizers had a meeting on July 11th to talk about after the Office of Insurance Commissioner's report and what our next steps should be for that. We're still trying to get Kaiser Permanente physicians to meet with our physicians because we still have about 6 months left for Kaiser to be here, and more for some of us group plans that have our expirations don't expire till June of next month, so of next year. So they're still trying to get that scheduled, but we did have some good communication with LifeWise and Primera, and going over some of the challenges that we face with Kaiser Permanente and the medical flight coverage. And they have been very, very supportive and gotten back to us quickly, are having a dedicated person to help with things. And so on that front for our future, but when they come out with a new product, that is very hopeful, and that part is working well. So I'll update you when we have more information on those meetings. Any questions?
Do you have any estimate of cost for the audiovisual people coming out again?
That they should come out here for free because it's under our first paying them. Yeah, because they're still troubleshooting the setup. So
Pat, you mentioned the survey, which is going to be actually a combination of online as well as telephone survey. But also Peace Island Medical Center is going to have a booth at the fair. So if anybody would like to pick up the survey or find out where it is online or you fill it out there at the booth, you have an opportunity there at the fair. So
will we be able to link that to our
webpage? We're going to be able to put that on all of our web pages and link that. And we talked about just doing an online survey, but because of our the age of our residents and some don't use their computers as often, we decided that it needed to be telephone as well as online, and that we would go ahead and start it in August because a lot of residents are here in August and they go away for the winter. So we wanted to get as many people as possible to, you know, have the survey data. And at the fair, yes, it will be at Peace Health and will also be at the EMS booth. So you can do it a couple of different places.
Thanks for hosting that, Carl. I know you didn't know about it, but
news to me, but I knew we were going to be at the fair.
Yeah.
So I'll be there at that booth, so. Okay.
Thank you, Pam.
Are you up on your first date, Pam?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Oh, I'm good.
There we go.
I took a new class.
Any questions, Pam? Are you done, Pam?
I am finished.
Okay, very good. Thank you.